刚才诸君姊妹和 Nathan 带我们宣读了《使徒信经
Early on, Zhou Jun and Nathan recited the Apostles' Creed for us.
你无论走到世界的哪一个地方，进到教会里面的时候，你常常听到有两段的经文被背诵、被宣告在教会当中。
It doesn't matter what church you go to in the world, you will often hear two passages being recited.
第一段大家很熟悉的就是主导文。
First, you're probably very familiar with Lord's Prayer.
是主耶稣基督亲自教导他的门徒，教导我们怎么祷告。
Jesus taught his disciples how to pray.
那通常在教会当中呢，是在结束的时候，大家都一起来背诵，来用主导文来祷告。
And oftentimes, at the ending of a service, that we will recite the Lord's Prayer.
第二段的文字就是我们刚才宣读的《使徒信经》。
The second passage is the Apostles' Creed we just read.
所以这两段的文字大家最好把它背下来。
So it's best that we recite, we memorize them.
因为你无论进到哪个教会呢，常常大家都会一起来背诵，一起来宣告的。
Because a lot of times you go to different churches, they would often recite that those passages.
那刚才我们读到这个马可福音的16章16节说，信而受洗的必然得救。
And then earlier on, we also read from Mark that all who believe will be saved.
什么样的人受洗呢？是信的人。
And who we baptize those who have faith.
那信的是什么才能够受洗呢？
What do they believe in that they can be baptized?
所以通常我们教会是用使徒信经来帮助每一个受洗的人之前要预备好，我们要明白，要相信使徒信经里面所宣告的信仰，我们才为这样的人呢施洗。
Before baptism, we often help our members that they want to understand the Apostles' Creed of what they believe in before they are baptized.
那为什么我们常常在聚会当中要宣告使徒信经，让大家一起来宣告，一起来背诵呢？
Why do we often recite the Apostles' Creed?
这是我们来宣告信仰，也是为基督来做见证的好机会。
This is also a good opportunity to witness for Christ.
今天可能有一些的朋友是第一次来我们教会。
There may be some friends who are attending our church for the first time.
哪怕有人是第一次来教会，我们也要让他们知道我们信的福音的内容到底是什么。
Even though they are here the first time, we want to make sure they understand what we believe in.
所以当我们宣告这个使徒信经的时候是帮助在场的每一个人知道我们所信的神是一个怎样的神。
So when we recite the Apostles' Creed, we help everybody who's attending to understand the God that we believe in.
在我们当中可能有一些的弟兄姐妹在寻找教会。
And maybe there are some brothers and sisters seeking a church.
当我们宣告使徒信经的时候，也是向这样的弟兄姐妹来发出一个邀请，你没有来错地方哦。
And also that's when we recite the creed is like an invitation, you didn't find the wrong place.
所以鼓励大家能够把使徒信经能够背下来。
I encourage you to memorize Apostles' Creed.
我们接下来会有一个系列的讲到的信息，都是围绕使徒信经的内容。所以我们讲一段，大家就背一段，能够最后当我们把这个使徒信经讲完之后呢，大家都可以把使徒信经背下来。
We have a series of sermons on this particular creed, and I encourage you to, as we go section by section, memorize it section by section and until all the way to the end.
当然我们不仅是要背使徒信经，更重要的是我们要明白当中的意义。
Not only should we memorize it, we need to understand what it means.
主日讲到呢，只能讲到一些的重点。
We can only talk about certain important points in a sermon.
所以接下来我们的教育部的同工正在筹划，之后呢，我们会有一个系列的主日学的内容就是帮助大家更仔细的去了解使徒信经的意义是什么。
Our ministry co-workers have been planning a class to explain in further detail.
特别是在我们教会当中，我们不断的在传福音，不断的带人来到教会，不断的让人知道我们的福音的内容是什么。所以参与服事的同工一定要了解使徒信经的意义。
So as we go on our different ministries, our co-workers need to we also understand what it means.
这样保证在我们教会所传扬的福音是一个纯正的福音。
So that the gospel we preach is also pure.
是一个正统的教会几千年来一直在宣告传扬的那样一种的福音。
It's following the church tradition for thousands of years.
是使人能够真正 得救的福音。
It's a gospel that truly can save.
所以这大家知道哈，使徒信经呢，对于教会的重要性是何等的大。
So it is a great importance that this Apostle Creed.
不仅是我们的同工们都要了解，每一个成为我们教会会员的弟兄姐妹，一定要明白这里面的含义是什么。
Not only our co-workers have to understand it, but everyone who joined us as a member have to understand it as well.
我们看地图的时候有不同比例的地图。
When we look at maps, there are maps of different scales.
你看那底下这个地图，你看到整个中国大陆的这个版图。
And if you look at the one on the left, you can see the entire China.
那我的家乡是黑龙江哈尔滨哈，所以这个地图呢还可以放大尺寸来看更具体的一个省份一个位置。
And my hometown is in Heilongjiang, Harbin, but then you can also kind of focus on a big, particular province.
那这个地图呢，还可以继续的放大，对不对？看到哈尔滨这个城市里面几个区都在哪里啊？街道是怎么排布的哈？我的家住的那个地方在哪里哈？所以有不同尺寸的地图。
So you can also enlarge the map even further, so you can look at Harbin City and then also see different districts and where the streets are.And so there are different scales.
这里呢，就让我们看到使徒信经的作用是在哪里。
Now we can see what the Apostles' Creed is doing for us.
我们读全本的圣经，哇，好多内容哦。
We read the entire Bible. There are a lot of content.
里面有很多的细节。
Many details.
每一章、每一句，甚至每个字，你都可以仔细的去研究，把它放大来看，里面有非常丰富的神要向我们传递的意义。
You can look at every single chapter, every single verse, every single word, and you can see a lot of content in there.
但你这样读圣经的话，你读可能三年、四年，你这一本圣经还没读完。
But if you study like that, you may take 3 or 4 years, and you still would not finish.
那整本的圣经启示的真理到底是什么呢？
So what is the entire Bible's message?
用一个很浓缩的语言，简单的12句话。就能够把使徒信经把我们所要读相信的内容给它浓缩在里，这就是使徒信经的作用。
The Apostles' Creed is really condensing all the key things that we believe in 12 sentences.
让我们很一目了然的哈，把整个我们信仰的那个全景，让我们能够看得清。
So that we can see the big picture in a very few sentences.
就像我们看树和树林一样。
It's like we're looking at trees and forests.
一片森林当中有这么多的树。
And there are a lot of trees in the forest.
你要仔细看一棵树啊，你可以看好多的细节，对不对？
If you look at a single tree, there are many details.
它的树枝啊，它的这个树叶啊，它的这个树皮啊，甚至里面的结构啊，你可以研究得很深入。
You can study very in much detail about the branches, about the bark, about the leaves.
但这一棵树跟其他的树之间到底有什么关联呢？
But what is the relationship between this tree and all these other trees?
那树作为整体，它到底有什么共同的特征呢？
What are some of the common characteristics among all the trees?
所以这个就有点像使徒信经和圣经之间的这个关系。
And that's like the relationship between the Apostles' Creed and the Bible.
我们想要一目了然啊，想要告诉别人我们到底信的是什么，用简单的12句话，这就是使徒信经给我们表达的。
If we want to clearly tell people what we believe in, that's the Apostles' Creed in 12 sentences.
所以今天我们已经是第二次了哈，上一次是我们在复活节的时候，用我信我主耶稣基督神独生的子哈，跟大家讲耶稣基督的复活，耶稣基督救赎的含义。
This is the second time last Easter Sunday we were studying it about believing in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the Father God.
那今天是第二讲，我们就回到最开始啊。使徒信经的第一句话，他宣告的是：“我信神全能的父，天地的创造主。”
In the second sermon, we go back to the first sentence of Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
第一句话讲了三个意思。
There are three meanings in that first sentence.
第一个说我信神。
First, I believe in God.
接下来有两个修饰语，我们所信的神是全能的父。
And then there are two qualifying clauses. The first one is He is the Father Almighty.
第三个意思告诉我们说，我们所相信的这位神不仅是全能的父，而且是天地宇宙万物的创造主。
And also, He is the Creator of heaven and earth.
所以我们一个一个来看啊，仔细
来看。Let's look at one by one.
我们所信的神是怎样一位神？
What kind of God do we believe in?
我信神不是许多神中的一位。
The God that we believe in is not a God among many gods.
我们信的这个神不是，甚至不是众多神当中最大的那一个。
And he is not just the greatest God among a whole lot of gods.
我们所信的神是唯一的、独一的，其他都是假的。
The God that we believe in is the one true God. All others are false gods.
你看英文，它在这个我信神之前没有加上不定冠词或者定冠词都没有。
And if you look at the English, there is no adjectives or anything like that before the word God.
而且这个神不是小写的神，是一个大写的神。
It's not a lowercase God. It's a capital, uppercase God.
这是我们跟世界上其他的信仰不同的地方。
And that's what distinguishes our religion from others.
我们信的是独一的真神活神。
We believe in the one true living God.
无论是在旧约，无论是在新约，好多的经文，太多的经文了哈。我这里只给大家举两个例子。
There are many, many verses in the OT and the New Testament. I'm going to give you two examples.
在旧约圣经当中哈，这一段的圣经《生命记》第六章哈，是每一个犹太的孩子们从小就要背的。
This is from Deuteronomy 6, and every single Jewish child will be memorizing from the young.
第一句话就宣告以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
这是在所有宣告其他的信仰之前，一定要宣告的一个信仰。我们所信的耶和华是独一的神，独一的主。
Before proclaiming any other things, this is the first thing we need to proclaim, that the God we believe in is one.
到了新约，保罗也讲啊，神既是一位，他就要因信称那受割礼的为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的为义。
In Romans, Paul says, since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and uncircumcised through that same faith.
这个在世界上很多人都说他信神。
Many people said they believe in God.
但是不要被这个表面文章所遮蔽。
But do not be kind of confused by that sentence.
我们要进一步去问你所信的神是怎样一位神。
And then you have to ask, what God do you believe in?
你信的是多神泛神吗？
Do you believe in many gods, pantheism?
你信的是战神、海神、灶神、生育神、考试的神、
Do you believe?
开车的神、这个财神，好多的这种，大家都在提神的名字，但是大家所讲的却不是同一位。
Do you believe in the sea god, the war god, the money god, or all kinds of different gods?
这是为什么哈，在华人的基督徒当中，有些人就避免用神，他用上帝这个词来代替。
So that's why among many Chinese, they use a different word, not 神 or God, but use 上帝。
因为这个神这个词哈，在中文的这个语境当中已经太泛了，太泛滥了，还有各种各样，每个人都在讲神，但是讲的却是不同的概念啊。所以用上帝这个词呢，可能更接近圣经里面所讲的这个独一真神的概念。
Because the word God has been used too much, and then it means so many different things, so that's why the Chinese like to use the word 上帝 to kind of represent, to more closely match what the Bible is saying.
可能有人讲说，哦，那犹太教和伊斯兰教也相信独一真神呢？那他所相信的那个神，是不是就是我们相信的这个神呢？
And then some people ask, well, Judaism and as well as Islam, they also believe in one God. Is that the same God as what we believe in?
我们跟犹太教跟伊斯兰教所相信的，他们也相信独一的神，所相信的神不是同一位神哦。
But we don't believe in the same God that what Islam or Judaism believe in.
因为这是耶稣基督告诉我们的哈，只有承认耶稣基督的名，承认耶稣基督所代表的那一位父神的，才是那一位真的独一的真神哦。
Because Jesus said, "Only one who believes in Jesus Him, and that's the one that He would believe in." And that is the right God to believe in.
所以不光是承认独一的神，而且要承认耶稣基督是这位神所派来的。
So not only believe in the God, but also believe that Jesus was sent by Him.
如果他不承认耶稣基督的名的话，那他所信的那个神跟我们是不一样。
So if they don't recognize Jesus, then the God that they believe in are not the same God that we believe in.
这是在路加福音里面，耶稣基督亲自告诉我们的。路加福音十章十六节。耶稣又对门徒说，听从你们的就是听从我，弃绝你们的就是弃绝我。 弃绝我的，就是弃绝那差我来的。
In Luke, Jesus said, "Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me."
看到没有？如果犹太教徒、穆斯林，他们不承认耶稣基督是神，不承认耶稣基督是神的儿子，不相信耶稣基督是道成肉身被天父派下来来救赎我们的那一位的话，那他们就是在弃绝那位真神的。
So if Judaism or Islam does not recognize Jesus is the one sent by God to save us, then they are rejecting the one who sent Jesus.
所以这是我们所宣告的第一句话：我信神，唯一的真神，独一的真神的含义。And
that is the meaning of the first sentence that I believe in God, the only one.
那对我们的意义是什么呢
？What is the meaning to us?
你不能什么都信。You
cannot believe in just about anything.
你不能说我在中国我就信那个，然后到美国呢，既然大家都信这个耶稣，我就跟着信耶稣。You
can just say, "Oh, I believe that something in China, and when it comes to U.S., because everybody believes in this God, and I also believe in Him."
啊，等他回到大陆的时候，他又跟着别人去信别的去了。
And then you go back to China, then you also follow others to believe what they used to.
这个宣告意味着什么呢
？What does it mean?
每一个要受洗的弟兄姐妹，一定要离弃你以前所拜的。
All who are going to be baptized have to abandon what they used to believe in.
一定要否认、弃绝以前所拜的这些假神。You
need to reject the false idols that you used to believe.
口里要承认，而且要归向圣经所启示的耶稣基督所代表的这一位独一的真神。You
have to, in your mouth, you have to accept the one who is sent by God.
好多人对信仰有一种误解，以为说心诚。
There is a misunderstanding that if you're sincere in your heart, then it's all kind of true and effective.
在这个世界上有很多的宗教徒，信其他宗教的人，信得很诚哦。And
there are actually many people who follow some religions that are very sincere.
甚至比我们基督徒信的都诚哦。They're
even more sincere than sometimes our Christians.
但是信仰的关键不是你诚不诚。
But the key is not whether you're sincere or not.
你信仰的关键能够引向你进入永生的那个信仰的关键是你信的对不对。
Whether you can enter into eternal life, the key is whether you believe in the right things.
所以记着这个宣告，我们在这个信仰的基本点上一定要立得稳、站得住。我们信的是这样一位宇宙当中唯一的真神。
We need to stand firm and be clear on this key point that we believe in.
好，所以我们信神是强调的，他是独一的神。So
when we say we believe in God, is to emphasize He's the only God.
好，除了我们宣告我们我信神之外呢，又加上第二句说他是全能的父。And
then the second phrase is that He is the Father Almighty.
那全能的父的意义是什么呢
？What does it mean?
当然，父本身就是一个生命的来源嘛，代表说承认我们的生命是这位神赐给我们的。Father
means is the source of life, that to acknowledge that our life came from Him.
这就像约翰福音1章12节所讲的哈，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女，因为他把生命赐给我们。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的。 也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。And
it's just like in John 12, it says that whoever accepts him, is not born by flesh, is really born by the Spirit.
承认我们生命的本源是出自这位全能的父。That
the source of our life came from this Almighty Father.
那第二个全能的父呢，是代表说他有权柄。And
then the second aspect of this phrase that he has authority.
父亲在家里面做一家之主，他是有权的。And
a father is the head of the family, and he has authority.
父亲一方面爱我们做儿女的哈，这个约翰说，你看，我们是何等蒙爱的一群，我们是何等有福的一群，我们得称为神的儿女哦。And
it's like John said that what a great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God.
那同时，我们作为神的儿女呢，我们也会受这个父的管教，因为他有权柄。But
yet at the same time, we will receive discipline from God, from our Father, because He has authority.
他这个权柄的背后表现出他对我们更深切的一种的爱。
That behind the authority, it manifests his deeper love for us.
你的爱我们的父亲不会看着我们，任由我们随便去走偏路、走错路的。
A father who loves us will not just watch and let us go astray.
所以呢，你看，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时后，也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡收纳的。”
And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father, addresses his son? It says, My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves and he chastens everyone except at his son. We have to honor this God. Honor him as an almighty father.
赐给我们生命，他在我们身上有绝对的主权之外呢，第三个意义就是说，他是全能的，他是无所不能的。
Besides the meaning of He is the giver of life and also He has authority in our lives, it also means that He is omnipotent.
全能的到底是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to be omnipotent?
他可以做任何事情吗
？He can do everything?
显然不是哦
，Obviously not.
他不能说谎，对不对
？He cannot lie.
上帝不能说话不算数。
God cannot just go back on His words.
上帝做事不能违背他的本性。
He cannot go against His own nature.
他既然说他是爱，他爱我们，他就不能不爱我们，对不对？
When He said He loves us, that means that He cannot not love us.
所以到底这个全能是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be omnipotent?
我们通过一段经文来思考。
Let's look at the passage.
全能的神，他可以做出任何他定义要做的事情。
An omnipotent God can do everything that He decides to do.
全能的神顺着他本意，他要做的事情，没有一个人，没有一种的势力可以阻挡。
Almighty God can do everything, and not anyone or any power can resist.
这是以赛亚书给我们解释这个全能到底是什么意思。
And that's what Isaiah explains what it means.
你看，他说：“我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事说，我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的。”
I make know the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please.
上帝说，他掌管这个世界，就没有任何的势力能够阻挡拦阻他的掌权。There
is no power in this earth that can resist God's will.
有时候我们一觉醒过来，发觉这个世界天下大乱了。Sometimes
we wake up in the morning and find that the whole world is in chaos.
昨天这个伊朗一发火箭，好多人说：“哎呀，第三次世界大战是不是要来了？”
And then Iran fired a whole lot of missiles yesterday, and people say it's the Third World War coming.
乌克兰那边已经打了好几年还没有结束，这边中东又乱起来。如果真的是大陆趁机来攻打台湾的话，这世界大战是不是要开始了？
And then Ukraine's war is going for a few years, and then on top of that, there is this Middle East thing. And what about China decides to attack Taiwan?
在这种时候，我们读这样的经文，让我们心中有这个把握和确据，能够得到心中的平安，不用惧怕世上这些的混乱。
And when we read this passage, we have received assurance that the world is under God's control.
因为我们知道这个世界局势的发展不取决于白宫里面那个总统他所做的决定。Because
we know what this world is going to go through is not dependent on the decision in the White House.
不取决世界上这些大国、这些强权，他们这些人做的人为的决定。It
doesn't depend on what these big countries are trying to do.
在这一切看似混乱的局面当中，在这之上，有一个绝对掌权的，叫做全能的父的一位。Above
all this chaos, there is this God Almighty.
如果他不允许，没有一件事情会发生。If
He doesn't allow, nothing will happen.
如果他定义要把这个世界带入他的永恒的国度的话，也没有一个。
If He decides to bring this world into His eternal kingdom, there is no superpower that can resist.
你如今面对生病吗
？Are you facing sickness?
面对死亡的威胁吗
？Are you facing the threat of death?
你心中会为这些事情很担忧、很烦恼吗
？Are you worried and troubled?
你要知道有一位全能的父。There
is an almighty Father.
他有美善的旨意在你的身上。He
is a good will on you.
而且他是爱你的天父。
He is a loving father.
让你可以在任何的生老病死、艰苦困苦当中，你可以心中依然有平安。
We can have peace even though we're going through trials and suffering.
无论你在地上的年日或长或短，上帝他爱你是永不改变的。No
matter your days are long or short, He loves you and not change.
这是我们相信我们的神是全能的父所带出的意义。And
that's the meaning when we said He is the Almighty Father.
相信在我的人生当中，在我所生活的这个世界当中，谁掌权呢？这是谁的世界呢？是我天父的世界。And
in my life, and who is having authority? This is my Father's world.
好，第三句话哈，我们定义啊来。 帮助我们了解我们所信的这唯一的神，他是掌权的神，他还是天地的创造主。The
third sentence is about He is the creator of heaven and earth.
这一点很重要。It's
very important.
整本圣经开篇就向我们宣告，起初上帝创造天地。In
the beginning of the Bible, it tells us that God created heaven and earth.
尼希米书里面也特别再次强调，你唯独你是耶和华，你造了天。 天和天上的天，并天上的万象，地和地上的万物，海和海中所有的，这一切都是你所保存的。天君也都敬拜你。In
Nehemiah, you alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all the starry hosts, the earth and all that is on it, the sea and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you.
我们所相信的这位神是一切有形的、无形的。 看得见的、看不见的，世界上每一个存在的那位造物的主宰。He
is the creator of everything that is seen and unseen.
那这对我们是什么意义呢？
What does that mean to us?
我们承认他是创造的主宰，对于我们今天带来什么样的影响呢？
What our acknowledgement that He is the creator of heaven and earth, and what would that bring changes in our lives?
我们承认他是造物的主宰，这个世界是有一个造物的主宰的话，帮助我们确信。 我们的人生，我们的生命是有意义的。When
we acknowledge that He is the creator of heaven and earth, then it will help us understand that our life has meaning.
就像一个画家画一幅画一样，他在创作一幅画的时候，他会把他的思想，把他对世界的感受，周围的这个感受，画到他的画里面。所以这幅画是有意义的。So
when a painter paints a picture, that he would kind of focus all his thoughts into that painting, so there is a meaning behind it.
为什么那个音乐家他把这些的音符排列在一起，就能够产生一个很优美的音乐呢？而不是随机的把这些音符排一排呢？因为这个他所创造的音乐背后是有一个意义的。When
a musician put all the notes together, why did it turn into a beautiful song? And because all these notes, when he arranged them together, has meaning.
今天早晨我们开车来教会，我岳母问我一个问题，你知道那个？ 那个松鼠的尾巴是做什么的吗？
When we were driving to church from home, my mother-in-law asked me a question. What is the meaning of that tail of squirrel?
我说松鼠的尾巴跑起来平衡用的。
And I said, well, that tail is for balancing.
好像他觉得这个答案不够满意。
Oh, that's not a satisfying answer.
我又说，哎，那可能是储存能量吧？它那个肥肥的尾巴里面储存很多的脂肪，是不是给它能量？Maybe
he's just storing energy, big fat tail.
我岳母也很不满意。And
my mother-in-law doesn't like that answer either.
他说那个松鼠的尾巴就是它的背，就是它躺着哈，可以取暖的地方。And
then my mother-in-law said, well, actually, something that he can kind of lie on.
所以天冷的时候，那个尾巴就帮它取暖。
So and then when cold days, it's kind of actually like a blanket helping me keep warm.
天热的时候呢，它就像一把伞一样啊，支在那里可以去给它遮凉。When
the days are hot, it's like an umbrella kind of blocking the sun.
你看，上帝造每一样东西都是有目的的。So
you see that God created everything with a purpose.
不是随便把那东西放在那里的。It's
not just random thing putting there.
有的时候我们不知道说那个东西阑尾到底什么作用，这个扁桃体到底什么作用，把它割掉算了哈。 实际上背后都有意义，只不过那时候我们不明白而已。And
sometimes it's like we don't understand the meaning of the appendix or why is it there, but in the end there was a meaning. There is a meaning.
当我们知道说上帝是创造主的时候，不要轻忽你生命当中的任何一个人、任何一件事、任何一个你所遇到的情况。So
when you recognize that God is the creator of your life, then do not underestimate the person, the things that He put in your path.
既然上帝创造了这一切，既然这位全能的父在掌管这一切，他允许这样的事情进入到你的生命，允许这种情况摆在你的面前，背后都是有意义的。
When God has created you and put all these things in your life, behind all of them, there is meaning.
只不过有的时候我们不明白。
Sometimes we don't understand.
所以我们要亲近这位神。
So we need to be close to this God.
更了解他做事的方式和他的本性。
To understand more his nature and the way he does things.
这样我们就更明白我们生命当中的所发生的这样的事情。
So that we can more understand why things happen in our life.
感谢主啊，这是我们所相信。
And thank God that these are all the things that we believe in.
我信神。
I believe in God.
他是独一的神。
He is the only God.
其他的都是假冒的。
All those are false idols.
只有圣经所启示的耶稣基督所代表的这位父是那宇宙当中唯一的真神活神。
Only what the Bible tells us about what Jesus has been sent from, that is the one true God.
我信神全能的父，因为我知道他在掌管这个世界。
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, because He is governing the entire universe.
我信神全能的父，天地的创造主，我知道我人生在世是有意义的。
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe there is meaning in my life.
在我们当中，有些弟兄姐妹已经退休了，或者预备在退休的时候，你要认定这一点哦。
And when some of us are already retired, and or some are preparing to retire, you need to recognize one thing.
神带你进入这个阶段，准备退休或已经进入到退休以后，这一段时间是有意义、是有目的的哦。
When God prepares you into this stage of your life, there is meaning in it.
可能在我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹已经年老了、年长了，但上帝依然赐给我们生命气息，每一天都是有意义、都是有目的的哦。
Some of us are old, and but God has kept you alive to this day, and every day there is meaning in it.
不要让每一天好像就这样过去。
Do not let any day just pass.
要认定这位神。认定这位掌管一切的全能的父，也认定这位是我们人生的创造主的这一位，让他的生命赋予我们的生命更丰满、更丰富的意义。
We need to believe in this God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, to give meaning to live even more abundantly.
只要有一天上帝还存留我的生命，让我依然存活在这个世界上的时候，我就知道还有一个意义，有一个目的，神在我的身上还没有完成，要在今天和以后的日子当中要完成的。
If God is keeping me alive for one more day, then I know that there is meaning for Him to keep me alive in that day.
最近我在读这一本书，叫《殉道者》。
I've been reading a book called Martyr.
那非常好的一本书，也促使我有很多的思考的一本书。
It's a very good book that made me think.
他写的是1900年在中国大陆所发生的那场的教难。
It talked about this calamity that happened in China in 1900.
这个宣教士在中国被杀，很多的华人基督徒在那场教难当中义和团起来把他们杀死。
And during the Boxer Rebellion, that many missionaries and also Chinese Christians were martyred.
那我读到一个细节让我去思考这些宣教士他们一生跟随主他们甚至预备好要把自己的生命都献给主，但有的时候他们也在寻求在明白揣摩神的旨意。
And now all these missionaries, they've been preparing their life to serve God and sometimes even to martyr for Him, but every day they may still be searching the reasons why and the meaning.
其实这个义和团早就在那里酝酿早就在那里启示但直到1900年的大概六月份他们还只是一种的这种的势力兴起的过程当中。
Even though the Boxer Rebellion has been brewing for a while, but it was all the way until that even 1900 in June at that time, it was just kind of like they're rising in power.
所以这些宣教士也在为这件事情祷告他们感觉到这个威胁感到这些的人对他们越来越不友善，但还不知道说下一步要发生什么。
And all these missionaries are praying, and they don't really know exactly what is going to happen next, even though they feel that they are being unfriendly towards the missionaries.
其中一件事情，他们就是为这个下雨来祷告。
And they've been praying for the rain.
特 特别是在宣教士被杀最多的地方，就是山西哈，那几年一直是大旱。
And especially in Shanxi, and because they have been having a drought for a few years.
所以因为这个大旱呢，很多人就传播这个谣言，说你看就是这些洋鬼子，他们拜的这些神，让我们这地方遭灾啊，所以要除去他们。
So that's why some people are spreading rumors is because of these missionaries preaching this God that caused us to have this drought.
所以宣教士聚在一起，好多的教会聚在一起，为一件事情切切的祷告，说神呐、啊，你能够让天下雨哈啊，不要让他们传播这些谣言。然后一旦下雨了，这些就不攻自破了，我们也就没有危险。And
then so a lot of missionaries been guaranteed to pray that there is rain so that all these rumors would go away.
所以到1900年6月底7月初的时候，山西那个地方下了几场非常大的雨。
And so at the end of June and beginning of July, there were actually some few great raining events.
哇，这些弟兄姐妹、新教士都非常的高兴，说哇，这下好了，这下这些人不会来杀我们。
And so all the brothers were very happy that now all these rumors go away and the people will not come to kill us.
但是就是在下雨的过程当中，这些义和团的人开始一个一个的杀害宣教士。But
yet it was during those rain events that the Boxers Rebellion people have been killing the missionaries one by one.
很多这些宣教士在被开始有人殉道的时候，他们就开始逃，开始躲，跑到山里面去躲藏。And
when that killing begins, and a lot of people are starting to escape to the mountain to avoid that killing.
他们在逃的过程当中，他们在写日记，在他写日记当中，今天我们能读到这些史料哈，能够明白他们当时的心情。他们说，神一定会保护我们。
And when they were escaping, they were writing their diaries, and they were saying that God will protect us.
但是他们后面都加上一句，即使我们在这里殉道的话，我们也已经预备好了。And
but they also added a sentence that even if we die here, we are prepared.
所以好多在逃的这些宣教士，最后也都被抓，也被杀死。And
all these missionaries who try to escape, eventually they are caught and also killed.
所以你看，神的使。 旨意，神做事的方式远远超过我们所能测度的。So
you can see how the way God did things is way beyond our comprehension.
从当时的基督徒、宣教士的角度说，既然这个掌权的神，既然我们撇弃我们的安舒的生活、离家背景来到中国来宣教，上帝一定会保护我们呢。And
so you may say, oh, well, we kind of all the way going away from our comfortable homes to come here. God must protect us.
上帝一定会好好的使用我们，让我们在这里建立教会，让我们在这里好好的传福音。God
will use us to build up churches here.
当我们回头去看的时候，发觉神的旨意，这位全能的父，这位全知全能全爱的神，他的做事方式却不是当时的人所能够揣摩得到。But
yet, when we look back, this Father Almighty, this all-loving God, the way that He did things. It's not what we thought he would do.
神在那个时候做事是借着宣教士的血来浇灌、来感化、来影响中国人的人心。God
was using the blood of these missionaries to change and to melt the hearts of the people.
就像一位早期的圣徒所讲的那样，宣教士的血是浇灌福音种子的最好的方式。And
as somebody who said that the blood of the missionaries is the best to irrigate the seed of the gospel.
当这些宣教士背井离乡，把自己的全人、全部的生命奉献给神，来为华人的施工摆上的时候，When
these missionaries are giving their entire lives for the Chinese，
神就赐给他们一个超越人所想象的至高的一种荣耀的冠冕。God
has given them the highest honor and crown for their service，
让他们就像我们所信、所跟随的这位主耶稣基督一样。 成了那一个代罪的羔羊，so
that they are like the lamb being led to slaughter as our Lord Jesus.
所以很多宣教士在这个过程当中，他们更深的能够体会、明白耶稣基督走向各个他、走向十字架的时候那样的心情和经历。So
that the Christians can more understand what Jesus was like when he walked the road of Calvary.
这种的经历不是每个人都配的。
Not everyone is worthy to walk that road.
不是每个人都有机会得到的。Not
everyone has the opportunity to walk that road.
在神的衡量、拣选、查验的过程当中，这一批的宣教士成了为主的殉道者，以至于让他们的生命真的像主耶稣基督一样。 成为那一粒麦子，落在地里死了。借着他们的死，能够结出千百粒的生命的果实来。
And know in God's judgment that these missions are worthy to be like a seed being sown on the ground and to bear much fruit.
这是我们所宣告的。
This is what we proclaim.
我们信神，全能的父，天地创造的主宰。
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
可以背下来了吧？
You、
我们一起来读一遍，好吧
？Let's read together.
我信神，全能的父，天地的创造主。感谢主，让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天上的父，你的旨意高过人的旨意，就像天高过地一样。
Heavenly Father, your will is higher than our will, just like heaven is higher than earth.
我们祷告，我们寻求，我们试着去明白。
We pray and we try to understand.
但是更重要的是，我们要学习凭着信心来交托。
But more importantly, we need to learn that we need to be, with faith, we believe in you.
认定你是那一位全能、全智、全爱的那一位神。
To recognize that you are the omnipotent God and the all-loving God.
即使是我们不明白，
Even though
这一点都不会改变。
Even though we don't understand, but that will not change.
让我们借着圣灵的工作，让我们借着这个圣经话语的教导，让我们里面的信心不断的坚定起来。
May our faith be ever strengthened through the work of the Holy Spirit and the teaching of the Bible.
不是照着想象。
It's not our imagination.
不是照着我们的明白。
It's not our own understanding.
而是凭着我们的信心来跟随这一位。全能全知全爱的神。
By faith we follow this almighty and all-loving God.
愿你的旨意行在我们的当中，如同行在天上一样。
May your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our united prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.